Hey guys, this is an intelligent analyst and I'm back with another movie review and analysis. Today I'm going to talk about the Adam Project. You remember we all had that dream of going back in time and tell our younger self to do something different than we did at that time. It could be anything like study hard, play more, have more fun while we can, confess your love to that special someone, or never fall in love with her or him. We all want that one chance to change our past for a better present or future, but we are not going to have that chance, at least not in upcoming decades. But what if you get that chance to go back in time and change that one instance or thing that could turn your life around? Would you go for it? I'm sure most of us will say yes to that opportunity, and the Adam Project is based on the same idea. The Adam Project is a Netflix original movie released on 11th March 2022. The Adam Project is directed by Sean Levy, whom we know from his past directorial ventures like Free Guy, Real Steel and Stranger Things. The Adam Project has a big star cast attached to it like Ryan Reynolds, Walker Scobell, Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Garner, Catherine Keener and Joe Saldana. Cinematography was done by Tobias Schindler and music was done by Rob Simonson. Story. The story is based in 2050, where people are able to time travel. Adam Reed, Ryan Reynolds, steals his time travel ship to jump back in 2018 to complete a secret mission, but fell in 2022 by mistake. There, he met his younger self, who is a 12-year-old, weak and asthmatic boy with a foul mouth. Now, the story revolves around how Adam, with the help of his younger self, tried to complete the mission and fix mistakes of his past along the way. The positives. The Adam Project is an emotional journey, and the creators were successful in conveying that feeling to its viewers. There are several instances where you may have to fight your tears from rolling out of your eyes. There are some funny scenes here and there, but they are mostly based on the wittiness of Ryan Reynolds and Walker Scobell. The sadness and the depths of the characters is prevailing emotion in the movie, along with good VFX and fight choreography. Ryan Reynolds is amazing as ever throughout the movie, and it's great to see him on the screen. He looks really natural and his witty dialogue deliveries are impeccable. He is definitely the star of the film, but Walker Scobell as his younger self did a great job too. He was as witty and natural as Ryan and leave a great impression. I'm sure he has a great future ahead of him if he works the same way in the future projects too. Mark Ruffalo has limited screen time, but he looks great and acts with sheer conviction. No wonder he is one of the best and most humble Hollywood movie stars. Jennifer Garner as Ellie Reed, mother of Adam, is the center of most of the emotional sequences, and she looked just perfect in her role and its execution. Joe Saldana has limited screen time too, but she was great in action sequences and was a relief to the sore eyes. Background score and cinematography was complementing and quality enhancing of the movie. The negative. The Adam Project does not have much to offer to its audience. Except few emotional and fight sequences, we do not feel that rush and thrill while watching the movie. The villains and soldiers do not instill any fear in the audience, and they were handled and killed with rather convenience by the protagonist. The antagonists did not leave any impression and they were mostly ignored. Fight sequences were handled conveniently and you would know what will happen next throughout the film. So there is no element of surprise. The conclusion. I'll give 3.5 stars out of 5 to the Adam Project, considering the emotional approach of the movie and its efforts to tell a story that can touch your heart. I wish the execution of this idea could have been a little better. A strong antagonist could have really turned the movie around and made it a bit thrilling. I'm not waiting for the next installment, and neither should you. Thank you so much for listening, guys. This is Devendra, an intelligent analyst. If you like it, give it a like, subscribe, share. And again, thank you so much, guys.